الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ليبلونكم الله بشيء من الصيد تناله أيديكم ورماحكم ليعلم الله من يخافه بالغيب فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم ومن قتله منكم متعمدا فجزاء مثل ما قتل من النعم يحكم به ذوى عدل منكم هديا بالغ الكعبة أو كفارة طعام مسكين أو عدل ذلك صياما ليذوق وبال أمره عفى الله عما سلف ومن عاد فينتقم الله منه والله عزيز ذو انتقام. أحل لكم صيد البحر وطعامه متاعا لكم وللسيارة وحرم عليكم صيد البر ما دمتم حرما واتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون. أيها الذين آمنوا Allah Ta'ala will definitely make a trial of you in a little matter of game well within the reach of your hands and your lances, that he may know who fears him unseen, and whoever oversteps the limit after all this, then for him is a grievous penalty. O you who believe, do not kill game when you are in the state of ihram or in the haram, and whoever kills it intentionally, then its compensation is that he makes an offering of a domestic animal, brought to the Kaaba Sharif, equivalent to the one that he has killed. Judged by two just people amongst you, or for the purposes of atonement, the feeding of some destitute, or fasting equivalent to the crime that he has committed, that he may taste the consequence of his wrong. Allah Ta'ala will forgive whatever has passed, but whoever repeats, then Allah Ta'ala will punish him, and Allah Ta'ala is exalted, mighty in retribution. He wasn't supposed to engage in pursuing any game, and he was overcome by situations, and he pursued game, then he needs to make an offering to cover up for the wrong that he has done. But it must be equivalent to the game that he has hunted down in price or in the size of the animal that he has hunted down. Uhilla lakum saydul bahr, and the pursuing of water game is lawful for you as long as you are in haram, in the state of ihram. The pursuing of water game is lawful for you, and its use, its food for your use as well as for the traveler. And pursuing of land game is forbidden for you as long as you are in the haram or in the state of ihram. In the state of ihram, pursuing water game is halal as well as its food for your use and for the use of the traveler. But as far as land game, then this is forbidden as long as you are in the precincts of the haram or in the state of ihram. and fear Allah Ta'ala to him to whom you will be gathered together. Allah Ta'ala has made the Kaaba Sharif, that is the Baytullah, a means of continuity and protection for mankind, as also the sacred months, the offerings and the garlands that mark such offerings. Allah Ta'ala has instituted this law that you may know that Allah Ta'ala knows all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all things. After the creation of the earth, then the first thing that was created, or the first thing that was built, was the Baytullah. And at the end of time, the first thing that will be demolished will be this Baytullah. When the Baytullah is demolished, then it comes, it marks the end of the world. So this Baytullah marks the continuity and the protection of mankind as long as people make tawaf of the Baytullah and perform namaz in that direction, they will continue. But the moment they leave this out, making tawaf or facing that direction, then they will also be eliminated and wiped out. So the Kaaba Sharif has a relationship with the continuity and the preservation of mankind. And know well that Allah Ta'ala is strict in punishment and He is most forgiving and most merciful. The duty of the Nabi is only to convey the message, and Allah Ta'ala knows all that you conceal and all that you reveal. See, the impure and the pure cannot be identical. Even though the abundance of the impure may astonish you. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people of intelligence, that you may prosper. A person had been dealing in wine and he had accumulated a lot of wealth. And then did he realize that he was engaged in wrong. He didn't know about this. And now that he's accumulated a lot of wealth, then he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asks about his position, that I've accumulated so much of wealth and what can I do with this wealth? Can I offer it in the path of Allah Ta'ala? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him, even if you were to offer all this wealth in the name of Allah Ta'ala, then there is no acceptance for this, not even to the extent of the wing of a mosquito. No acceptance. Allah Ta'ala is absolutely pure and He accepts that which is pure. So the abundance of filth must not astonish you. Like a person has a small little bottle of rose and a tank of urine. So this tank of urine cannot be likened to the small little bottle of rose water. Both are worlds apart. This is dirt and filth, and it cannot be consumed, cannot be used, supposed to be dumped. And this is something that is applied, you use it, we enjoy it, we take the comfort out of it. So the same happens with halal and haram, dirty and filthy and pure. And we also understand, وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. In the world, all over, you will find more filth than righteousness. Look in the behavior of people, then the religions that they follow, and the behavior and their conduct, you will find more of it all bent towards evil, bent towards wrong, and you will always find the good to be lesser than the bad. So this abundance of filth must not astonish you. If you are overawed with the abundance of evil, then you will also want to conform with that standard, because majority are have taken and adopted a certain path in their dressing, in their lifestyles, in their ways and behavior, in their weddings and socializing, in their living standards and conditions. They have conformed to a certain way. So when they conform to a certain way, then you feel overawed on account of their numbers. So these numbers should not astonish you. Rather, keep Allah Ta'ala at heart, O people of intelligence, that you may prosper. Oh believers, la tas'alu an ashya, don't ask about things that if they were made plain to you, it'll cause you pain. And if you do ask about them at the time that the Quran Sharif is being revealed, it will be made plain to you. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all this, and Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most withstanding. And there were some people that asked about these things before you, and then they began to reject it. What the Quran or the Hadith speaks about, then follow. And what the Quran and the Hadith has been silent of, then consider that to be permissible. And don't go about asking unnecessary things. More especially whilst the Quran is being revealed, perhaps something that was permissible or not, you're persisting to keep on going on asking, then that will be declared as impermissible, making it difficult for you. So whilst the Quran Sharif is being revealed, then be even more particular and be more concerned about not asking things that are not important, not related, that doesn't concern you. Like it is a habit of people, they ask for things that doesn't relate to their lives, doesn't relate to the dunya or their deen. Asking what was the length of the birth of Nuh alayhi salam, how does it affect your life? What is the name of the mother of Musa alayhi salam, then how does it affect our lives? Yes, things that affect our lives or deen, then we need to inquire. Don't do things randomly. Allah Ta'ala has not instituted, superstitions like slitting of the ear of a she-camel, wala sa'iba, and nor leaving it free to pasture freely without any type of restrictions. So this is not something that Allah Ta'ala has instituted, nor wala wasila, and nor idol offering for a twin birth, like was the pagan custom, and nor did Allah Ta'ala institute the superstition of freeing a stallion of a certain type, that it must be left for free pasturing, and it must be freed from all type of work and responsibility. So all this is superstitions that the pagans had instituted. وَلَكِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, these kafirs had invented a lie against Allah Ta'ala, but most of them lack understanding. And when it is said to them, come towards what Allah Ta'ala has sent down, and towards what the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches you, then they say, حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا, enough for us is what we find our fathers practicing. Say, will you go on practicing on the ways of your fathers, even though they didn't know a thing, nor did they have any guidance? A person is emulated and is followed when he has knowledge, or he is well acquainted with the path. But the person that doesn't have knowledge, he doesn't have the understanding and reasoning ability, nor is he acquainted with the path and the science that he's talking about, he's not acquainted, then obviously he's not worthwhile being followed and emulated. He himself is misguided, leading himself to destruction. And the one that emulates him also will be destroyed, because you are following the path of a person that is not acquainted with the path. He is taking you to destruction and ruin, and he's taking himself as well. We understand that a person who has the necessary guidance and he understands things correctly, then he is worthy of being emulated. May Allah give us tawfiq.